This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Hello, I'm Michael Stern, Artistic Director of Iris Orchestra, and this is Iris Wired. Powerful visions, that is the running thread connecting the three very different works on today's Iris Wired program by three very distinct composers, Ludwig van Beethoven, Paul Hindemith, and the forward-looking French Baroque composer Jean-Ferry Rebel. But in each case, there is reflected not only in the story behind the music, but in the music itself, a powerful vision which inspired their composition. Whether that vision finds expression in the cosmic forces of creation or other universal human impulses, or the private meditation of a single character, they are all compelling. Such is the power of this music to give voice to these ideas. Clearly, that musical impulse to exploit the more conceptual and intangible powers of music has resonated among composers of vastly different styles, and the music on today's program spans 300 years. I'm glad you can join us for this broadcast in this exploration of musical visions on today's Iris Wired.
And I'm David Ozenberg, and we welcome you to another broadcast in our bi-monthly series, Iris Wired, Concerts by Iris Orchestra. The orchestra began as a bold experiment in September 2000, still bold and still experimenting, as an acknowledged centerpiece of cultural life in the Mid-South. This astonishing success stems in part from the innovative structure envisioned by founding artistic director and principal conductor Michael Stern. Iris Orchestra boasts a stellar roster of talent from the leading orchestras, universities, and chamber groups in the country, all of whom share a passionate commitment to the highest standards of performance. These virtuosic musicians assembled under one roof as the resident orchestra of the Germantown Performing Arts Center in Germantown, Tennessee, have created an exhilarating laboratory for musical discovery. Over these many seasons, Iris Orchestra has earned an international reputation as a champion of new American music, including works commissioned and premiered by Iris, and consistently receives critical praise for its precise and nuanced interpretations of the classical canon. A clear confirmation of the caliber of Iris Orchestra is the stunning list of musical luminaries who make time on their schedule to join Iris as guest artists. These range from their first soloist on that first concert back in October 2000, cellist Yo-Yo Ma, to violinists Itzhak Perlman, Joshua Bell, Gil Shaham, Midori, soprano Dawn Upshaw, pianist Yefim Bronfman, Andre Watts, Garrick Olson, and Emmanuel Axe. The list of composers Iris has commissioned is equally distinguished, and Iris recordings have earned places on the 10 best lists of the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, and the Baltimore Sun. Not surprisingly, musicians feel an extraordinary loyalty to Iris. More than 50 members of the orchestra have returned to Iris for more than 10 seasons, even as Iris members and alumni have assumed leadership positions in some of the world's foremost orchestras, including Boston, Cleveland, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and even the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam. Fundamental to the Iris philosophy is the idea that the orchestra's members do not simply alight several times a year and leave, but instead put down strong roots in the Germantown, Memphis community. Connection to community both on and off stage is at the core of the Iris mission. From the beginning, the orchestra has made a commitment to deepen and enrich musical education in the Mid-South. Iris musicians regularly go out into the community to perform for and mentor students at public and private elementary, middle, and high schools. The orchestra's renowned guest soloists give professional master classes, and for adults, there are evening lecture series that explore the week's program in depth. And now with tonight's concert, here is Maestro Stern.
The composer Jean-Ferry Rebel was born in 1666 in Paris. His father was a singer in the Royal Chapel Choir, as well as a conductor of ballets at the new royal residence in Versailles. And his uncle was a member of the musical establishment there as well. The third of 12 children, Rebel rose to the highest ranks among musicians in his time. He was a leader of the highly praised 24 Violon du Roi, as well as the first violinist at the Royal Opera. Finally, he assumed the post of chamber composer to the king himself. In this capacity, he had the opportunity to focus on secular and instrumental music, and he proved to be a real innovator. His very last pair of works, and his boldest, was a diptych. The first part, a standalone movement, is called Chaos. The second part, Les Éléments, or The Elements, is a suite in a more traditional sense, but organized into four main sections: Earth, Water, Fire, and Air. Taken together, this is an imposing intellectual and visionary achievement for its time, and still very intriguing listening today. But for me, the extraordinary accomplishment is his depiction of chaos, which must have been wildly rebellious, not to abuse the play on his name. and shocking to the ears of his contemporaries. With dissonance and surging rhythmic furor, his tone painting of this cosmic birth of the world is astonishing. Listen in particular to the very opening in which each of the notes of a harmonic D minor scale sound at once and resolve to a single tone. This would have been astounding to his audiences at the time and still fires our imaginations today. Let's listen now to Les Éléments by Jean Ferré Rebel, performed here by Iris Orchestra.
Thank you.
Maestro Michael Stern leading his Iris Orchestra in a rare offering of music of the not only the Baroque period, but the French Baroque period, Les Éléments by Jean-Ferry Rebel, in this concert called Powerful Visions. We'll now jump ahead a few centuries with music by a 20th century German composer who was inspired by great art created centuries before. Once again, Maestro Michael Stern.
In the Church of Santa Croce in the beautiful city of Florence stand some famous and revered frescoes created by the mononymous Gothic master artist Giotto. In one chapel specifically are paintings of the life of St. John the Evangelist, including the visions of John on Ephesus. And in another chapel is a fresco depicting the life of St. Francis. One day, in early 1937, the German composer and violist Paul Hindemith visited that very church of Santa Croce, and as luck would have it, there he ran into the famous choreographer Leonid Massine. Together, they conspired to make a new ballet about the powerful visions that Giotto had so illustriously left on those walls. They gave the work the Latin title Nobilissima Visione, the most noble vision. Hindemith, long fascinated by medieval and Renaissance music, considered basing the work on musical material from the ancient masters. But in the end, he came up with completely original music that references the sound world of that time period without any real direct quotation. The ballet took on a new direction as a choreographic interpretation of the life of St. Francis. Throughout, they aimed to evoke and sustain a mood of mystic exaltation. And as you are about to hear, they achieved it brilliantly. The ballet was premiered in London in the summer of 1938 and has since entered the repertoire of orchestras all over the world. Listen now to this performance of the entire ballet score of Hindemith's Nobilissima Visione by Iris Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
Iris Orchestra here, led by their founder and artistic director, Michael Stern, in the complete ballet by Paul Hindemith, Nobilissima Visione, the most noble vision.